What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
First of all, it's the best win of the season by far. It was awesome. It was, and it looked different. You know, it's not like they bludgeoned somebody 9-8. It's not like they won 7-6 or they had, you know, just some crazy explosion where it was rocket after rocket after rocket. 2-run bomb here, 3-run bomb there. It was a grinding win, which quite frankly has not been a characteristic of the Yankees for far too long, which is why, one of the reasons why the Yankees not won a World Series in so long. Now, obviously, you know, if you're getting signs from second base, that doesn't hurt. But the at-bats by Ben Rice, the at-bat by Wells, the at-bat by Grisham, those were old-school things that the Yankee teams, that all Yankee fans miss and love and will always cherish. That's what they used to do. Now, does it keep up? I don't know. But for a night, I mean, that's what a team that can actually mess around and win something is supposed to look like.
It's about time, Sal. The offense at the end of the game, you know, Giancarlo pinch hitting and hitting the big home run. That's why he's there. Gets them back in the game, gives them some life. And then the late innings, obviously, the Yankees with the comeback. That is the Yankees of old. But it was one game. And you could see, we talked about this last week. You could see the offense. It's why I thought the Yankees were going to bury the Mets over the course of the weekend, because the offense, even in the losses in Toronto, was starting to click. Although you saw it the first two games in Seattle, and then last night they go out there and get no hit for the first 7 innings. So I think people, it's easy to overlook because of the comeback win, and that's what everybody's focused on. And I understand that. It's a great comeback win. Yankees of old, look at the power display, look at those at-bats, savages in the box, all that stuff. Easy to forget that they were getting shut down for 7 innings. That can't happen. And that's the type of pitching with Wu that you're going to see in the postseason. Not that I'd be worried about Seattle, although their arms are dangerous.
Very.
But the fact that this Yankee team, again, you know, the first couple of games, blowouts, bludgeoning the Mariners to death and being that bully ball type. And then last night was going the way that we've seen far too often, getting no hit, on the verge of getting no hit and getting shut down. So to be able to come back and steal that win is great. But there still are some flaws with this team. The fact that they could get no hit for 7 innings. Like, getting shut down happens, getting no hit again, that to me is not a great thing for the Yankees.
Well, I mean, but it's going to happen to every great team. I mean, to me, a matter of fact, that's why last night to me was so impressive, because it went against the grain of who they've been. And that's why I said what I said to start. Like, I would rather win that way rather than 9-2. You know, when you're playing downhill and you're in bullpens and you just mash and everybody's teeing off, pardon me, I don't think it's a real accurate representation of who you are as a team. Now, I'm not getting on the air today saying that I think that last night is now emblematic of this Yankee team's moving forward. I can't say that, because I don't believe that. I haven't seen that except really for last night, those grind out at bats. But I think the fact that they were no hit and the fact that they beat the crap out of them earlier in the series by, you know, winning the way that they usually win, to me that shows a diversity and a baseball character that this team hasn't had forever.
Yeah, I mean that's a traditional classic Yankee win, and you just felt it coming late in the innings. You saw the relievers, whether he was tipping pitches or not, it doesn't matter. You saw them, you know, soiling themselves at the sight of the big bad Yankees in the box, and the Yankees were playing downhill, knowing they were going to force the issue, draw the walks when they're, hit the ball hard somewhere when that's there. So it was a vintage Yankees offensive performance at the end of that game. Unfortunately, also a recent vintage Yankees performance for the first seven innings of that game where the big bad Yankees get no hit. So it's got to be somewhere in between. I think they could find it. Offensively, I would not worry about the Yankees. I said that earlier in the week. I said that going into the Subway Series a week ago today on 4th of July. The offense to me is clicking. And or if it wasn't clicking then, it was just about to get clicking. So you're seeing the best of that now. It's the other areas that I would be concerned. And there was some good last night. Devin Williams, obviously, in the extra inning.
They look good.
Came with the shutdown inning. But they'll tighten up the bullpen. They'll make some moves here. But again, it feels like now season back on for the Yankees after sweeping the Mariners, which was as unlikely as you could have thought going into this series.
Well, there's no doubt that there's been a regeneration here. And again, it was a regeneration that I did not see coming. And I don't know how long this lasts. I hope it lasts for, you know, the rest of the season. I didn't see it, which is why I got on the air the other day and I said sell. And by the way, I stand by that. There's the pieces now, not every one of them, but one of the things that I said the other day was, you know, we've all said this, get rid of DJ. I said straight up sell Grisham to open up an avenue for Dominguez, and I even said that I would trade Goldschmidt, and that would open up a little Ben Rice or a little Bellinger at first base and things that they could do. I stand by all that. So if anybody's going to call up with the flip flops, bring it on. I mean, that's fine because I stand by that. And again, I don't know where this goes. I don't know. But I do know this. Now, I'm not saying that there wasn't a game or two over the last 10, 12, 13 years, right, where the Yankees went back to the Bernie at-bats and the Tino at-bats and the Jeter at-bats and the Posada at-bats and the O'Neill at-bats. Those grind-out, you know, taxing, demoralizing at-bats that just snatch the soul of the opposing team's pitching staff. I don't know if they're going to morph into that. If I had to bet money, I would say it's probably more likely that they don't than that they do, because there's just not a lot of overwhelming evidence with this crew. But again, last night felt different. It looked different. Tasted a little different. Last night was awesome for the Yankees.
I will say this, and I still don't think they're a World Series team, but I do think that their offense is World Series caliber. That's an offense that you look at when they're clicking like that, not just the stand home runs,
yeah,
or the barrage of home runs with Jazz. Like, it's like to be him a better hitter, but when they're giving those at-bats like they had, you could just feel the challenge from the opponent's perspective of how hard it is to get through that lineup, and it is deeper than most. So with Dominguez in the leadoff spot, and again, I know, you know, whatever, last night they had, it wasn't the exact lineup that we wanted with Grisham in center field, which, by the way, if he's hurt or compromised, yeah, why is he out in center field? Because that ball that he let drop earlier in that game that cost the Yankees a run, he's got to make that play.
Well, there was an incident last year, and Boone even got on him a little bit there, where he was kind of loafing after, yeah, I think it was a base hit, and it kind of muffed, it was like a four-hopper to center, didn't catch it cleanly. Sometimes he plays so casually because, now I'm not making an excuse. I mean, you got a bust hump. I don't care if you're Juan Soto getting down the first baseline. I don't care if you're Grisham gap to gap coming in, going back. Play the game hard. Like, to me, there are a lot of things wrong with both of these teams and a lot of things right. But the one thing that we should never have to go through on a consistent basis is effort.
Right, but if he wasn't, I'll give him a pass because he's nursing the hamstring.
I understand, but don't play him then.
Yeah, bingo. Then he shouldn't be out there. Yeah. Well, if you do want to get his bat, then put him at DH. Like, I don't figure it out. You can't have him in center field.
Yeah, I know.
Dropping a ball that could have been a can of corn for him, especially.
That was a good spot to put Dominguez in center. That's something that I would have done. I don't think they'll do that midseason. That's one of the many storylines with this team. But no, I'm not going to push back on that. If you're not healthy, don't play.
And that's,
or
again,
don't play the field.
And now they're able to come back and win the game. But again, little nitpicky things from last night. The bottom line is this, that the Yankees offense, if the pieces are in the right place, Dominguez, Judge, Bellinger, you know, Stanton behind him, Jazz, that Wells starting to hit a little bit, Goldschmidt in there, that is a lethal Yankees offense. So they could add a third baseman, and I expect that they will, but I think their offense will be consistent enough to warrant being feared come postseason.
Well, I think that you're right, but if they don't get a third base...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Eastman, which they will, I would imagine. They'll definitely get some relief arms. They'll probably get a starter. If those things don't come in, then, you know, there's a window, there's a ceiling for this team, but it's not the World Series championship.
Well, think about it this way, though. The X factor, at least for me, from my perspective, like, I don't believe what Jazz has done since he's been back is sustainable. I just don't think he's that type of offensive player. The power, yeah. I don't think the average, the contact, that's going to be there. If it is, it's a game changer. Do I believe Dominguez can be a game changer atop the order? I do. And that's
no question
for
me.
That's part of the reason. Why, and even last night, the 0-for-3, and 2 nights ago, the 0-for-5, whatever. I don't care about that. His speed, number one, his ability to put the bat on the ball, like there are, and the potential power to come. I believe he could be a game changer at the top. And the other guy is going to be Bellinger for me, because if he is this hitter, what's he hitting now? 280, even over 280?
He's had two 15-game hit streaks. Yeah, this season.
He's hitting exactly 280.
Like two 15-game hit streaks.
280 with that pop.
With speed, with defense.
Protecting Judge, knowing that you got the threat of Giancarlo behind you. Now, the question is going to be, of course, are they going to be able to get it done in the postseason? But like I said, if you have that balance, that's what would get you excited. Not to mention the platoon possibilities with Ben Rice and either Stanton or Goldschmidt. The defensive replacements, like they haven't with Grisham, assuming he's healthy and can
play. But that's why I'm open to moving Goldschmidt still. I want more for Ben Rice.
Yeah, but then you
want him to play more.
Then I think you lose a right-handed bat and a veteran.
But if you get a better stick at third base, who's going to be a righty unless it's McMahon, well, that might offset that. The problem solved.
I just don't think there's a need to do it. Boone can balance which time he wants to get
could
a certain
he? Ben
guy
Rice
on.
Didn't play for a couple days.
I know, but Goldschmidt's been fine.
The numbers are fine, but has he really been fine since he was hitting .330? Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to pick on the guy.
No, I get
he's
it.
Been in a swoon.
I think the offense, you could see this coming at least a week ago, and now you're starting to see it click. Now, I'm not going to go nuts because they swept the Mariners and say, well, it's going to win the World Series. Like, we talked about it earlier in the week. Baseball's a long season. So however you felt on Monday morning about the Yankees is different how you feel on Friday, certainly after a sweep of a very good ball club with the Mariners and their pitching to boot. Now, let's see what happens with the Cubs. Let's see what moves they make, but I think as far as being a legitimate World Series contender, where when they get swept by the Blue Jays, fall out of first place, all that stuff is back on the table if it were ever off the table. Certainly, to me, I still think they're better than Toronto. Like, I see it. It's a long season here, but a very encouraging three games.
I'm definitely more a believer in Toronto than you. I've been saying that for a while. I remember I referenced a stat the other day. Their 7, 8, 9 hitters combined have the best average in baseball. So I think they're a little more dangerous than you. But I'll tell you one thing, and it's finally nice to be able to say this. Because, you know, we've had a lot of conversations, and largely hollow ones, because I don't think many of us thought over the years that it was going to ever equate to a championship. How many times, whether it's you and I, whether it's the afternoon show, well, everybody at the fan, ah, the Yankees, right? Well, hey, well, they're still top five in OPS. Hey, they're still top three, top five in home runs. And I never really bought that because we've learned that October baseball, it's a different profile. It's a different level of execution. It looks different. It feels different. Different pitching, situational hitting. You've got to be different than just blasting home runs. That's why last night was awesome. Because if I just parachuted in and I didn't know where I was, I very easily could have been watching Bernie, Jeter, and Tino. But it was one night.
Right.
The challenge, if this is who they're going to morph into, if, then it's game on.
BT and Sal and the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Mike is in Tom's River. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
All right. So I love you guys. You know that. I hate the Mets, so Sal, this might come off a little crazy here, but...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
But I think you're crazy. The Yankees, we all know, you just said, I'm not worried about the offense. You're not worried about the offense. For 10 years. Their offense is what doomed them. They can't hit in clutch situations against good pitching. They can't. The other night, they were, by the way, they won the other night. Before the rain delay, they were getting shut out again. They cannot hit good pitching. This is a problem. You cannot say that the hitting is okay. That's number one. Just a side point before you guys.
But are you talking about postseason or are you talking about now?
I'm talking about even now. No. Listen, you'll make the postseason because you'll beat up on bad pitching.
But there's
whenever
strength.
Your hitting sucks.
That's just not true. Now, last night, again, I told you, I would be concerned about getting shut down, no hit for seven innings. But overall, look at the Yankee lineup and look at it in comparison to the other teams around baseball. That is a potent. Go ahead.
No, disagree. Okay. Disagree, okay. Number one. Number two, why can't the Yankees? I mean, I hate to praise anything about the Mets. But they got a guy now, Keith Wright.
Why are you talking about the Mets? I don't get it.
We'll get to him.
I just listen to my point. My point is, Keith Wright is good. What the hell? I know he's a company guy.
Just spit it out.
Very nice kid. But Emmanuel Barbieri's call to end the game last night was atrocious.
Oh, stop, man. We're not going to let you dog on one of our teammates. Get lost, dude. All right, listen. First of all, radio host and play-by-play, that's all subjective. If you don't think, you know, somebody's good, that's fine. Right. But that's not flying. He's a teammate. He's part of the station, part of the family. That's it.
Yeah, and I personally think he's very good and a great young kid.
A terrific young man. He really is a good kid.
Yeah, and he's filling in. He's the backup for Dave Sims right
now. He's 25 years old, whatever he is. 24.
That's your takeaway? That's your takeaway from last night? Is Emmanuel Barbieri doesn't do it for you on the final call? Jesus. I mean, come on now.
No, but I tell you, I heard C-Mac say one thing this morning, right? And when he finally mixed in some baseball in between Paul McCartney and Beatles talk. Yeah. Right now, I'm just kidding. Yeah. And he's right. And Jerry agreed. Like, the micro-analyzation of both of these teams, but specific to the Yankee conversation now, obviously, it has stripped away so much of the joy year after year. And I'm resistant to that. Like, I'm not saying I never fall prey to it because I complain a lot, obviously, but the Yankees and what has become a very almost unhappy fan base is, it's just too much. It's becoming too much. And I don't mean like, you know, talking about the first seven innings with no hits. Yeah. That's a baseball conversation. I'm talking about just not enjoying the ride at all. I don't get it. Like, it just, each year, I think the Yankee fan, more than the Met fan, the Yankee fan just does not enjoy the journey at all anymore.
Just because of chasing the World Series?
Yeah, it's like, you don't win. It's a waste of time. And I get that in totality, but that doesn't mean that the checkpoints getting there or not getting there can't be appreciated.
But you do understand the frustrations. Obviously, you understand it more than most because you complain about this team just as much as anybody else.
I do. But it doesn't mean like, again, this guy's a Yankee fan calling about it Barbieri.
That's
kind of a representation, not the play-by-play voice, but I think that's a good representation of a lot of the complaints. Now, I'm still saying they should sell. They should still sell. Nothing unclear about that. They should still sell certain pieces. But God, last night was amazing.
Right, but think about the difference. Like, for me, the frustration with the Yankees for years has been their belief in certain players or belief in moving certain players to certain positions that just did not make any sense.
Yeah, oh, me too.
Okay, so, but they were doing that, and they've done it. It's not just this example with Jazz and DJ. They were doing that this year. It's mid-July, and we're begging for the same thing basically 2 years ago. So finally, they change it. That is a breath of fresh air and lets us relax and say, okay, well, at least they showed us they have a clue instead of frustrating us by moving one piece back to his normal position and getting rid of the useless piece. That is refreshing. And by the way, I don't think it's coincidence that the wins have followed that. Now, I also don't think it's a direct correlation to that one or two moves, but it at least helps ease the level of frustration from fans where you're like, why are you playing this guy out of position? Why are you still rostering LeMay? You can't help us. Okay, well, those two talking points, big complaint issues with the Yankees.
Yeah, thank God.
They're gone.
Silenced.
And exactly.
I know.
And now it's deep breath. Okay, let's evaluate the team again. And I think you can look at it and say, well, yeah, they got no hit for seven innings, and that would worry me against good pitching come postseason. I think that's fair. I brought it up. But I also would look at this team and say, watch other teams in Major League Baseball. Look at their lineups in comparison to the Yankees. With Dominguez to the leadoff spot, with Bellinger being as hot as he is, with Stanton's threat back, even though I don't love him.
And not an everyday player, by the way. That's another subtle adjustment they made. He's not playing every day.
Which could maybe keep him healthy, you hope. Who knows?
Boom.
But either way, He's a threat in the batter's box. That is a threatening, deep Yankee lineup. Probably as deep as... Now, we'll see the Cubs come into town this week. That's a deep lineup as well.
Yeah, but they have a very good lineup. That's true.
And what happens in the postseason? Who the hell knows?
No idea.
They're going to have to prove themselves, specifically Aaron Judge. Like, nobody has questions about Judge until the postseason. But in reality, that is one of the more dangerous lineups in all of the sport.
I agree. I still need to do a couple things, and I think that they will. But the bottom line is this, or I think we could finally say this, that Mike and Chris, you know, got Mike Piazza here, and BT and Sal got DJ LeMahieu DFA'd.
Get Jazz back the second of LeMahieu DFA. You usually don't fall victim to this, but I do. I have been brainwashed for years, since the 90s. You're talking about 30 years.
Oh, man.
I have been brainwashed because I lived through that, and obviously on through the 2000s as well, the early part of the 2000s, 2009, whatever, to expect what happened last night more often than it has in the last decade plus.
Nope.
I just, especially at home. On the road, one thing, but at home, Yankee Stadium with the big boppers, like, I'll never get over that because I lived through it for so long. It scarred me for so many years that I expect that, but it hasn't happened nearly enough in recent years. And then last night you finally had it come to fruition where even though it looked like the Yankees were dead in the water, they're able to come back and have that magic at Yankee Stadium.
Listen, it's something that I subscribe to. It's a great saying that my father-in-law has. You know, you can't bust out yesterday's resume and throw it on the desk and expect to get hired for something you didn't do today. I mean, like, I get it, and those moments were amazing. I was at a lot of those games. I was there in 96 when Charlie Hayes caught the ball. I was there multiple times, probably 15, 20, going back to the Mattingly wild card stuff. I mean, I was at a ton of playoff games. I love it. Amazing. Just an amazing period as a baseball fan to finally see all that come to fruition. Because as I've said many times, like the 77 and 78 championships, I was just too young. I was 3 and 4. I wasn't watching. You know, so of course I've seen a million YouTubes and documentaries. But to go through it after a very lean stretch for me as a Yankee fan, incredibly appreciative. But those years and those titles do nothing now. If anything, well, let me take that back. It does nothing to enhance your chance at a championship now. What it does do is reinforce what's required to be able to win now. And that's why last night's at bats, when you're throwing hands up and it's off speed or it's fastball, then okay.
I mean, they clearly knew something was up.
Yeah, and that's different than digitally. And I don't want to get into a digital cheating conversation either, not today. But hey,
it's not cheating.
No, I agree. Yeah. But I think some people, whatever, it's just such a waste of a conversation. Like, if you are sloppy giving out your signs, although with PitchCom, I don't know how it can be, but if you're sloppy, that's on you, not me. You know, keep your hands covered. Don't give it away. Don't grip the baseball in clear view so I can tell. That's your problem, not mine. So I don't want to say that it takes away a little bit of the enthusiasm for the at-bats, but maybe a tick of a dilution. But the at-bats last night were unlike any other at-bats, honestly, no hyperbole, in succession that I've seen this season.
Right.
Ben Rice, those change-ups, when you see 100 and upstairs, and then you see 89, 80, low and like basically hitting the dirt, and you don't swing, and you're a kid.
But if they
knew, then Wells does the same thing.
But if they knew what was coming, that would make, like, after the fact, when I started to see the speculation on social media, not even the speculation, just like the clear, you did notice it in real time. I was wondering what the hell Bellinger was doing.
And Grisham was doing it too, yeah, at second base.
Well, I didn't notice that
he
one.
Did,
so then clearly they were on to something. It was blatantly something obvious. So that's going to make those at-bats look the way that they did. So it was great in the moment. Is it sustainable if they don't get, you know, a tip from a pitcher? Then maybe you start to worry about that a little bit. But those type of at-bats are what we need to see. Again, not everybody's going to be an absolute savage every single time. It's just not realistic to think that. But the Yankees do have the potential with those guys in the lineup, with knowing the pitches or without knowing the pitches. But last night specifically, they did know what was coming, which made it look, I think, a lot better than maybe the reality of the situation.
Yeah, but I mean, that's why I'm not going nuts, but boy, it was sweet to see. And oh yeah, by the way, another issue, it very conveniently, and again, I'm not trying to be negative, it was an amazing, it was so much fun to see that in real time. You know, because the way I watch these games, it's usually jumping back and forth on record, DVR, Yanks, Mets. Now, if it's a pivotal spot for either the Yankees or the Mets late, I'm going to roll with that and go to the other team later. Mets played a doubleheader, obviously lost. We'll get to them in a bit. But I did see the entire sequence live, and it was just, in real time, it was awesome. However, they didn't get a bunt down.
Yeah,
if they would have lost the game, you know, Peraz is there. And again, I'm not trying to be negative, but he's in perfect form. Barrel up. As soon as the pitch comes, barrel tilts up in the air. Like, just a horrid bunt. And they're going to get a third baseman, so I can't go nuts about him because he won't play very much. But until they do get a third baseman, that young man better learn how to drop a bunt, because that's all he can do in terms of offense.
If I were going to have issues with last night, and there's always something, I don't care how great a win or how bad a loss, there's always something positive to find in a bad loss, generally. And there's always something to pick on, nitpick, in a great win. It would be the fact that they got shut down by a terrific pitcher for seven innings, number one. Number two, the lineup inconsistency again. Now, I get what Boone is trying to do. Get the guys who haven't played, get him in there. But I just, do you need to do it all at once?
During a winning streak?
Yeah, like, I wouldn't mess with that. And he messed with it. I also wouldn't have Grisham out there in center field if he can't run and make a play that should have been caught, and then the bunting issue. So there are little things to nitpick. One other side note, I mean, do we, like, come on with Volpe.
No, what is this complaint
here? No, it's the Volpe slide, like.
Dude, that was one of the best slides I've ever seen. Please tell me you're not going to dump on the slide.
Oh, good God.
No, but separate and hitting 120 for the last 2 months. That slide was insane.
Okay, it's overblown to give the kid confidence and something to talk about in a positive fashion. I would hope that as a big leaguer, he knows how to slide the right way in a home. Like, I saw an even better slide by Cedric Mullins in the first game against the Mets and Orioles series, where he was sliding in second and basically did the same thing. I'm not saying it wasn't a good slide or a great slide. I think it's a little much. Oh, Volpe, like, jeez. It was a sack fly. With his speed, he should have been able to go in standing up.
No, not from that depth. That was not hit deep at all.
No, well, okay. But
deep at all.
Oh, but King Judge with the sack. Yeah, understood, but like everybody's King Judge with the sack fly, like it's some big deal that Aaron Judge hit a sack fly. You're right. It was shallow, and it was a tremendous throw from Rodriguez.
Right
on
the button.
Right on the money. I mean, that is as good a throw as you can make. It was a great slide. Don't get me wrong. But like, come on. I think it's a little too much. The accolades being thrown Volpe's way because he hasn't done anything else right all year long, that it's like, whoa! Even Judge in the postgame, like, oh, I know the speed of Volpe was going to get it done. He was on base because of the ghost runner rule. It'd be nice to see if Volpe could actually get himself on base so we could see more of that brilliant sliding more often. I mean, good God.
I can't believe you're doing this with that slide.
It's true.
Come on,
dude,
man.
Dude, it's being blown
out
of proportion.
Don't be a hater with the slide. It was a great slide. All right, so that's your interpretation. I'll give you mine real quick. We share a few commonalities here. It was not deep at all. Not deep at all. So right away, you got to go 90 feet. It ain't deep. Center fielder obviously had a chance to kind of gather himself and lean into the throw. Now, if I want to nitpick, if I'm a Seattle fan and I'm calling in a radio station today, I'm saying, well, instead of being up the first baseline a tick, why don't you put it right over the plate or slightly up the third baseline so it's tag swipe, not rather than
right there,
tag swipe. And that really was the difference. It was a sloppy tag. But Sal, we didn't slide that way when I was playing. That I don't know how these guys, now everybody does it, so it's not just Volpe.
Right.
But the swim move at second base.
Yep.
He was out. There's a free shot where Cam has the ball, and he's out by seven or eight feet.
Ball beat him.
Not a foot. I mean, it was that ball was probably 90 miles per hour from the outfielder. It was tick up the line, but still a really good throw. It was not deep. Now, I don't know, maybe Dominguez. Well, Dominguez, if he could do that slide. And Volpe and maybe Jazz are the only Yankees that could score on that. Nobody else scores.
Yeah, well, with their speed.
So that's what I'm saying, though.
I'm just saying, and I'm not saying it wasn't a great slide, because obviously it was, and it got the job done. It was great. His speed being on the bases in that moment, his slide to be able to avoid the tag. I've seen that play a million times. Maybe not to have a walk-off winner. I've seen it at home. I haven't seen it at home much.
I've seen it on the bases, second and third. But I have not seen that at home very much.
And the reason why I'm bringing it up is because I know that the over-the-top about the slide is because everything else with Volpe has been negative. So the one thing that he's done positively here, it's trying to, you know, positive reinforcement. Hey, Volpe, oh, great slide. You didn't even earn your way on a second base, number one. And number two, yeah, his speed is a big, big part of why everybody loves his game. If it's not for speed, then what are we talking about with Volpe? So, yeah, it was a great slide. I would acknowledge that. I think the over-the-top nature of it was like, all right, calm down a little bit. How about he earns his way on? How about it was, hey, how about the base hit by Volpe, a stolen base, and then coming around? You know what I mean?
I prefer that rather than the ghost runner doing a swim move at the plate. But Listen, I think that, like, say Volpe was having an amazing season, I think that play last night would have been more fuel like, look at this kid, you know, superstar, look at how cerebral he is as well. So I believe there's a bit of a heightened presentation a little bit because of how bad he's been playing.
Right, that's all I'm saying.
How poor he's been playing, but the degree of difficulty, so I hear you, but it's not like it's hijacking what actually happened and making a five hopper to shortstop, you know, routinely make it seem like Ozzie Smith, you know, jumping, whatever. Like, that to me, that was a 10 out of 10. I don't know how you could have a harder slide. It was awesome. Now start hitting.
BT and Sal on the Fan.
Could I just disrupt for 1 second? Yeah. If that's a 10 out of 10, can you go back to June, I think it's 7th, Pete Alonso sliding in versus Colorado Rockies at home?
Here's what I would say, Hoff. I remember it vaguely. Here's what I would say.
This is when he hit his face in the dirt?
This is what I mean. Like,
I think?
Not that one.
Good guess, though, BT, because like more often than not, that would be the case. That's what I was going to say. I don't remember it off the top of my head, the actual visual of it, but I would be willing to bet there's no way it was as gracious as Volpe's was last
night. Was this the review? This was reviewed, right?
I don't know if it was reviewed, basically he made the swim move at home.
I got it. I'm going to be honest with you. I got to pop. So this was June 6th, Pete Alonso, safe at home after a review. Of course, the Wi-Fi is not fantastic. Of course, we got to sit through some stupid ad. Which
Come in over here. I have it up over here, guys. Come over here.
Yeah, no, you want to host?
Yeah.
Come on, why is this not working, man?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I got it.
June 6th or June 7th, one of those days.
I had it.
The screen is frozen here. I need to see this. Anyway, God. I would doubt.
Come on, dude. What's going on here? Could you find this?
June 7th, Pete Alonso slide. Either way,
what a play
we'll look this up.
Rocky. Okay, maybe this is it. This ain't going to be it. All right, this is now on.
Hoff, you derailed us.
I do want to see this. It's a good derail pin.
Pete Alonso was very graceful and incredible with his swim move.
Did he really do a swim?
Yeah.
There's not as good as my boy Volpe.
I guarantee he ate dirt.
He had to eat dirt.
And I guarantee you it was not. You have the same commercials coming up here on Miami.
It's moving, though. At least it's not frozen.
June 6th, you're saying?
Yeah. I got to see this out. 10 seconds. Hey, listen, I can't bypass the 10 seconds. It's coming up. And by the way, there's no way the ball was as shallow as Volpe had to deal with.
It was a double by Francisco Lindor, pinch hit double,
right?
And Soto scored, and then
by the way, why do you got to bring the Mets into the conversation? You like the Cole?
No, that's
a great slide. That is a great slide.
You like it?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I mean, as a matter of fact, degree of difficulty, I think Pete's got him beat. Hoff's right. Look at the degree of difficulty on this one, BT. Look at this. Woo!
You guys lost, man.
Speed, I give Volpe.
I'm not talking about speed. Okay, so Pete.
Good call.
No, it's not. It's a funny call. It's not a good call. Pete slides. Now, again, to imagine you're him. Like, I'm talking from his perspective. He goes to slide from the outer part of home plate, not toward the field of play, but outside the line, okay? And his left hand doesn't do anything. Now, it's a good slide. He doesn't do a swim move.
He doesn't have to.
But Hoff said he did a swim move. No, he just slides.
But he eluded the tag, and this is Pete Alonso we're talking about.
Dude, I'm looking at it. I finally got it. It's a good slide, but...
Oh, come on.
Get out of here.
His left hand is floating up. Where's that? That's not a swim move?
It's flailing or it's floating?
It's somewhere in outer space.
We should note, Pete probably earned his way on a base, I would say, in this particular scenario.
He probably did. It's also against the Rockies. Did you win that game? Yeah, you guys played well against the Rockies.
That's a great slide.
That's a good slide.
So you give Volpe 10 out of 10 for his speed. So that's a 10 out of 10. Well, but Pete Alonso, you give him what?
Now, that was on a Lindor. Was that on a double?
Double. I don't know if he was on first or second base.
He's probably on third base.
Well, he's 100% got
beat. Soto was in front of him.
Yeah, I know.
So he definitely wasn't on third.
All right, so listen, since I'm not the hater here, all right, it was
He was on first.
There you go. Good hustle, Pete.
He was on first base.
A good slide.
and he made it home?
He does run the bases hard. I never said he doesn't. Once he gets moving, he's not horrendously slow for a big man. He's not a terrible base runner. It's a good slide. Here's what both of you guys are missing about the swim move. Yes, his hand was like kind of in the air a little, but he didn't move his hand to avoid the tag by the catcher. The catcher went right for his right hand. look at it again.
Yeah.
Which was trying to get the outer part of home plate going toward the almost the out of out not out of bounds, but the out of not toward the infield, if you know what I'm saying. Whereas truly Volpe's left hand was coming. Rowley goes to tag him. He lifts it up.
Yeah,
it's not even close.
I think it's not even close the other way.
I have a really good angle of MLB, and his Volpe's arm is not going up. It's actually going somewhere to the side.
It's going to the side, whatever. Either way, he's swimming.
Oh, wait. No, wait. But if he doesn't do that. You just said that.
But if he doesn't do that, he's out. That's my point.
What was the degree
of left, right?
But no, but to be honest with you, his right hand was in before Rowley was even close to his body.
Not true.
The degree of difficulty.
Come on, let's go replay that.
Get out of here.
You guys got to actually see both side by side. The degree of difficulty, I think, Pete, it was a little more difficult. Volpe was more creative. Where Pete had no choice but to go around.
Pete threw his 250-pound body in a pile of dirt.
But he still was able to reach his right arm around and avoid
God
the tag.
Almighty.
What are we doing here?
I don't know.
Let's get back to the calls here, BT. Before we do that, Frank from Rails, you know, Frank the chef from Rails, big
How's
game.
He feeling, by the way?
Good.
Surgery's doing all right, Frank?
It's nice of you to ask. Thank you. He's good to go. I was texting with him a little bit last night. Big Yankee fans. We texted during the game.
Yeah.
He's up and at him with the knee, doing the rehab here. He chimed in. He goes, with Volpe, he wouldn't have had to slide if he got the hit in the bottom of the ninth.
Attaboy,
Frank. That's what we like.
Hey, stop giving Sal ammo, Frank. What
he's
are you doing here, man?
Fan,
well,
Frank,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But he's giving you ammo.
Well, he's being real with it.
Well, he almost hit one over the 410-foot fence in center field. He just missed it.
Well,
it's funny. He's not getting a half a point for almost. It is funny, though. I said to Colt watching the game, I said, that's one of the problems with Volpe. I said, he just doesn't have the power to go where the big boys hit. That ball was hit pretty well.
But then pound the ball to right center and right field.
That's what we've always said. As soon as he hit it, I'm like, maybe a double, maybe if it carries, but he can't make a living going to that. He hit it well, but he can't make a living going to center field.
See, I think he's too good for this.
He is.
He's too good to have this. Dude, he's going to be hitting one under 200 before you know it.
He's hitting 150 or so in the last month and a half. Yeah. Like, it's a long extended malaise. He's in a rough spot.
He's got the bat speed. Like, pound the ball to right field.
I know.
Hit line drives to right center. Anyway, it was a terrific slide. BT and Sal.
Uncle John
texted you? No, I haven't heard from Uncle John, actually.
Surprised you didn't tune in on those little Metsies yesterday. We'll get to.
Maybe just because he knew he was getting the message. I was just been ignoring him. But he stopped after the Mets beat the Yanks 2 out of 3 over the weekend. And his end was fire Blake, fire Boone, this team, you know, all that.
Did he want to sell to?
You know? No, he didn't go that far. What do you think? He's nuts. BT and Sal, the fan, 888-808-1019. The number to call. Eric is in Rivervale, New Jersey. What's up, Eric?
BT and Sal, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's happening, buddy?
Happy Friday to you guys, man. You guys are too freaking funny. We're arguing over slides between the Mets and the Yankees. That's where we've gotten with Volpe. I mean, let's give the guy like a little, let's give him the flowers for a moment, right? The guy's got an OPS of like 580 and he's batting 200. So like, all right, he got the slide in. No, let's give him some props. But I called because I think I completely agree with where you're at, BT, as a Yankees fan here. I mean, this is finally some positive juju for these guys. And I think, you know, there are times to certainly vent our frustrations and be upset with where the Yankees are. Now it's not it. I mean, coming off of that win last night, which was the biggest of the season by far. But also, I think, you know, and Sal, you touched on this a little bit. I think it's also coming off of what were some really great moves this week by the organization, right? Obviously, DFAing DJ LeMahieu, which is, you know, should have been done a year ago, moving folks to the right positions. But also, I thought what was great was to hear from Cashman that they're all in right now, right? Like, they're going to go to town were his words, right? Which is not usually what we hear from Brian Cashman. Usually
that.
We hear platitudes.
Never.
Right. And we hear platitudes like, oh, we're going to get Heel back. So that's like, that's another acquisition. It's like, that was not what he said. So it does feel like we're finally moving in the right direction going into a series that is a huge one with the Cubs this weekend. I mean, if we could, you know, we got our aces going, we got, you know, Freed going, and then we got Rodon going. If we could take 2 out of 3, go in, you know, on a homestand, 5 out of 6, going into the All-Star break, that's where you want to be. And then who knows? We roll the dice for the rest of the season and hopefully get into the dance, and they could do something. But it's exciting, finally, you know, the Yankees are doing what they need to be doing.
It is. It's the word I used the other day, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, whatever, it all blends together, was refreshing. Refreshing that the Yankees have made these moves. That, to me, is more important than the wins. Obviously, you need the wins, win the division, all that stuff. And I can't wait to see the Yankees and Toronto go out of the game. Like, Hopefully the Yankees playing at a different level, whatever. We'll see how that plays out here. But the fact that they moved Jazz back to second, such a simple fix. Mm-hmm. Get rid of LeMahieu, two of the easiest fixes they can make. Continue with Dominguez atop the order. Like, those are three things that were easy fixes. They made them, and then they go out there and have the three wins in the fashion that they've had them. You have to feel great as a Yankee fan right now.
I do. I really do feel good today. Last night was a lot of fun. And the other thing, too, with Clark Schmidt going down now, the Jazz stuff and the DFA of DJ, those are permanent things, which are great. No disrespect to DJ, but even with Clark Schmidt going down, this might prove to be a more temporary respite from some of the anguish that Yankee fans were feeling for a while. But even Cam Schlittler coming out, I mean, this week has been very interesting for the Yankees. You got a kid who's 6'5", 6'6", throws 98, 99 on the average fastball. You know, I'm not going to geek you up with the scout talk. Just watch him. I mean, the guy, now, he gave up a couple of home runs. He's not going to be perfect. I'm not saying he's going to walk in here and be, you know, young Roger Clemens. But at least on the surface, there's a viable alternative right now for Clark Schmidt. And I did have a conversation yesterday with somebody in the Yankees organization about the plan for Luis Gil. So I've got some specifics for you. Would you like to hear him?
Yeah.
All right. So he's going to pitch on Sunday at AA Somerset. And they've got him on a pitch count, obviously, right around 45 or so. Mm-hmm. It's either three innings or 45. From there, they've already got it mapped out where it's at least three to four more starts that they've already committed to. I don't have the dates, but they obviously spread it out starting after Sunday. And then the only organizational decision that they really need to make is, as they build him up incrementally, and they're not sure of the answer yet, this is the point, will they wait till he's up to 85, 90 and then bring him? Or will they wait till he's up to 70-ish and then bring him here as a leap of faith and let him figure out the final 5 or 10 pitches at this level? But everybody knows he's going to Somerset. That's well known. But three or four more starts after that, he's going to be back in 3 weeks. Like, with no setbacks, he's coming.
Which will be huge for the rotation. The pitching, we said this the other day, the pitching to me was the only question mark with the Yankees. I trusted the offense will be okay through the regular season. We'll find out about the pitching, assuming they're going to add multiple arms, whether it be in the rotation and or the bullpen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.